One man is behind bars, two others being sought by deputies on Friday for their alleged involvement in a number of thefts at McIntosh Reserve Park and a Whitesburg business. Carroll County Sheriff's Office Public Information Officer Ashley Halsey says investigators believe the three males hit the county park on at least two occasions where they broke into vending machines, stealing drinks and approximately $150, and stole two four-wheel utility vehicles. Halsey says the three men are also suspected of stealing a rare type of copper and a camera from J&H Power.
McIntosh Reserve had been hit a couple of times during August with several thefts and burglaries. We had some drink machines down there where coins, cash, and some drinks were taken. They were actually drilled into. We were able to locate the drill bit that was part of that later on at some of the search warrants that we conducted. The second time that they went out to break into the vending machines, I think it was a crime of opportunity where they saw the John Deere Gator and a Kubota RTV 900. They did take that. We were also able to link them back to J&H Power. They had large amounts of copper that was stolen, and some of that copper was located at a few of the residences where we performed search warrants.
Deputies have so far charged 32-year-old Anthony Scott Phillips for his alleged role in the thefts. They're asking for help in locating two other men they say participated in the crime spree, 43-year-old Eric Ryan Moss and 44-year-old Douglas Keith Wilson. Halsey says the men do have a criminal history in Carroll County. She says deputies found a wrecked and abandoned car belonging to Wilson this week and had at one point located Moss, who was able to elude officers and flee into Alabama. Three residents of Villarica's East Side qualifying to replace former city councilman Gil McDougall this week. That race will be on ballots November 5th. The seat opened when McDougall resigned his position to run for Villarica mayor. That race will be on ballots the same day. Qualifying for the Ward 4 race are Michael Young, who ran for the seat in 2016 but lost to McDougall, tax associate with H&R Block Peg Taylor, and Villarica middle school teacher Julie Hall. The City of Gold celebrating its place in Georgia's Gold Rush history this weekend. Villarica's 41st Gold Rush Festival, taking place in downtown, will likely see around 10,000 visitors on what is expected to be a sunny day. Villarica Main Street Director Janet Chumley speaking with WLBB's Community Voice program about the day's events.
We always start the day off with the 5K. Then we have the parade and float contest at 10 a.m. And then food and craft vendors all day starting at 10. And then, of course, we do live entertainment on the Thomas A. Dorsey stage starting at 4 o'clock. The headlining band this year at 8 o'clock is Brickyard Road, Leonard Skinner tribute band.
Chumley says that along with the usual craft vendors and food vendors, the city also hosting a brand new competition.
Pine Mountain Gold Museum is coming out. They're bringing their staff and they're putting on this cornhole tournament from 1 to 3 at the Mill Amphitheater. And let me tell you something, it's going to be competitive.
More information about the Gold Rush Fest can be heard during that interview, which is now posted on our website at newstalk1330.com. The Carrollton City Schools District set to name its 2019-2020 Teacher of the Year next week. The nominees, Carrollton Elementary second grade teacher Jennifer Day, Carrollton Upper Elementary School phys ed teacher Michael Hilbert, Carrollton Junior High School band director Maria Menendez, and Carrollton High School special education teacher Ashley Sutton. The one chosen as the district's Teacher of the Year will move on to represent Carrollton City Schools at the state level. Copeland Hall in Bowdoin this weekend officially adding the name of a famed Bowdoin bluegrass musician and ally of the concert venue to its stage. Copeland Hall's stage will now be named after Mike Steed, who officials say has fostered the growth of Bowdoin as a music town. Main Street Director Jan Gibbs says the honor is much deserved.
Mike has been a longtime supporter of Copeland Hall, and he, back a few years ago, when the Bowdoin Sertoma Club was active, they did a concert series, and they brought some really great acts to Bowdoin. They brought, I know they brought Atlanta Rhythm Section. So he was just very instrumental in keeping that going for a while.
After the dedication of the Mike Steed stage, fans of his sons can enjoy a free bluegrass performance by the Steed brothers as they play the inaugural concert for the newly named stage. The dedication and concert is Saturday, beginning at 6:30 p.m. And Carrollton Brewery, Printer's Ale Manufacturing, officially putting their beer in bottles for individual sale this week. The brewery has been working on bottling for a little over a year now. Initially, the brewery will sell their four flagship brews, Cyan, Magenta, Yellow, and Black, from the Printer's Ale Tap Room in the coming weeks. Printer's hoping to have six packs on local store shelves in the next few months. I'm Colin Worthington.